When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And now we've reached the point in the show where Josh Ohnson reads the peculiar, the bizarre, the comical, the odd news with Ohnson. Odd news, Ohnson. See what we did there? The odd news with Ohnson.
All right, Josh, it is time for the odd news. Just saw some more. Tourists. It's very odd. We don't have tourists very much in our town.
There's like two times of the year where we have identifiable tourists.
Yep. They just walk around. But we don't get them. We don't get them in this part of town during the College World Series.
Right, right.
This is, they're flocking to Dundee just to see what's out there.
The heartbeat of the city.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Just saw a couple more walking down the street. They don't know where they're going. Oh, if only the sign out front told him.
Station's closed. Moose out front should have told you.
All right, Josh, what do we got today?
We have a 73-year-old man that has forcibly thrown a cheeseburger at a cop, leading suspects to arrest said 73-year-old on a felony battery charge. Police responded Wednesday night to a Wawa convenience store in Fort Pierce, Florida.
Nice. I love Wawas.
In reference to a subject being present who was previously trespassed.
They get a hoagie? Do they get a burger?
The burger. The Wawa burger.
Never heard of it.
Yeah. Since the trespass was still active, police arrested Joseph Delancey and placed him in handcuffs. During the detainment, he was holding half a cheeseburger.
Mm-hmm.
After being asked after the police demanded he drop the burger, he refused to do so.
Drop that burger!
Drop it!
Drop it!
After the handcuffs were placed onto him, Joseph forcibly threw the burger onto my right leg, a police officer added. Cheeseburger struck the patrolman, leaving burger residue on the thigh of the lawman. And then, parenthetically, it says, who survived the attack. Delancey was charged with trespassing and battery of an law enforcement officer. $10,000 bond for throwing a cheeseburger.
Well, I mean, it's mostly for the trespassing.
Sure.
But yeah, I mean, you can't throw cheeseburgers at the police.
You cannot. I think we've learned that this week in America.
Drop that cheeseburger. Drop that cheeseburger. All right, where do you want me to put it? Just hucks it at him.
Is it good? Do you recommend I get it after this?
I bet it is good. Wawa rules.
I've heard nothing but glowing reviews of the Wawa food.
You throw Wawa in the gas station wars, I mean, they're holding their own for sure.
Okay.
It's a one seed in one of the regions.
It's Friday. The weekend is upon us, Connor. I don't know if you're looking for new ways to celebrate the weekend. It was your anniversary.
Uh-huh.
Earlier this week, congratulations to you, by the way, and your wife.
Thank you. I don't really celebrate you. The weekend, though. The weekend kind of exists.
Something that might kick the weekend up a notch.
All right.
Is a new alcohol hitting the market, Shooting Star Vodka. It's the first ultra-premium vodka to be infused with space rocks to give it a special taste and texture. The liquor landed in the U.S. today.
Today?
Today. The Premium Organic Spirits brand was founded in France a couple of years ago and named after one of the largest constellations in the sky. As we explored ways to embody the brand and bottle stars, incorporating a meteorite was the closest we could get. Their founder and CEO, 27 years old. Connor, what have you done with your life?
Well, I'm almost 32.
Shooting Star Vodka is made from organic, locally sourced wheat and botanicals from France. that's been distilled using iStill, the most advanced distilling technology.
Gen Z owning businesses and creating businesses is not something that I think America is quite ready for yet.
No, I don't think so. Because this sounds terrible.
Yeah. How much?
Oh, good question. Only 4,806 bottles.
Oh, okay. Another classic Gen Z thing. Just
you can't have it. That makes it more valuable.
Uh-huh. That's why the Gen Zers will buy it. Gen Z stuff made for Gen Zers.
It's limited edition. I have to go buy it. The bottle sells for $180 to $200.
Oh, okay. That's not horrible. I mean, I'm never going to buy it, but that's not horrible considering there's only 4,800 bottles of the whole thing. Do we get any of these in Omaha? I mean, we should. The Berkshire Hathaway meeting is here.
There are many liquor depositories now, just massive liquor stores.
We'll have to check it
in
out.
This town.
Todd writes in on Twitter, by the way, at Connor Happer. He says, everyone loves gritty vodka.
That's what it sounds like to me. They mentioned the texture, and I go, wait, no. The texture of alcohol is great because it's smooth.
It's all the same.
I don't want it to have the texture of rocks.
Hey, you guys, want some rocks in your vodka? Not really.
No, I wanted it on the rocks.
Yeah, that's different.
And if you're listening to this and you are from out of town maybe you've never been here before, you can get liquor at the grocery stores here.
Oh, yes, that's right. That's a good note to all the tourists.
That is not the case everywhere.
That is true.
I don't know where you're coming from.
You can't do it in the great state of Kansas.
Terrible state. An American woman, our final story, who was a bridesmaid at her friend's wedding is now going viral on TikTok, as one does. She was carrying the train of the bride down the aisle when she looked over and saw a cow grazing in a field across the street. Upon further inspection, it was not actually a cow, but it was a furry, a man dressed as a cow, grazing in a field across the street, watching the wedding. When he realized, like, oh, the jig is up, they've found me and realized that I am not a cow, he stood up and began taking photos of the wedding.
What the hell is going on?
The video has garnered 2.5 million likes on TikTok.
So the guy dressed up as a cow just to...
I don't know if he knew a wedding was going on or if he just was doing his thing and went, oh.
Was he actually a furry or was he just a guy dressed up in a cow suit?
Well, good question. This article is labeling him a furry, but that is...
It's possible that he's not. Yeah, maybe he's just doing a bit.
Just a weirdo, yeah.
Wow.
Sorry, no
Those
shame.
Are kind of the same.
No shame. We don't kink shame.
No, yeah, we do. That's weird. Figure it out.
Everybody said the bride looked beautiful, though.
That's good.
In the comments.
That's good. I thought you were going in the direction of, like, it actually turned out to be the bride. She looked like a big cow.
No.
Okay, that's good.
The bride looked lovely. She was not happy that there was a man dressed as a cow, whether it be for...
Well, don't get married in the middle of a field.
Yeah.
I don't know
where this wouldn't have happened? Inside a church.
Yeah. Absolutely true. If you're getting married in a public place, you run the risk, the full risk of people, unwanted people being around.
Especially now with this TikTok society where people are just running around videoing things.
Everybody's pranking everybody now.
Like,
why can't one thing just be a thing? And it not be on TikTok.
A million tiny little Ashton Kutchers running around, which, if you know anything about Ashton Kutcher, ain't great.
From the text line from Aaron.
Hi, Aaron.
If you spend that much on a vodka, okay. I'm going to hold on that one.
Okay.
But don't spend that much money on vodka.
Yeah, we can fill in the rest.
I'm going to spend that much. Don't spend that much money on vodka. But it was a funny text, though. I liked it.
You can give me $200. I'll bring you a bottle of vodka. It'll be a bottle of cheap vodka, and I'll pocket the change. But you don't need to know that.
Yeah, I don't think they're really, like, vodka is vodka. I don't think there's probably a vodka in the world that raises itself up to the standard of, like, I'm worth $200. Like,
right.
They do whiskeys in that.
Uh-huh.
bourbons in that shape and form, but
Smirnoff always advertises, hey, we cost like $8 and we win all the vodka competitions. And then Grey Goose is like, hey, we're the fancy vodka.
Yeah, like we're the good vodka. What does it cost? Like $30?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's pretty much the story.
Unless you want like whipped cream flavored vodka, and then, you know, they got that.
All right. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you, Connor.
We'll come back in the noon hour. We're going to talk about what's wrong with Pete Crow Armstrong's head. He's always got different hair colors.
It's probably his actor mom's fault.
Yesterday, he slid into second base and used his helmet as an extension of his fingers.
What was that? That's not a thing.
Is
it a thing?
So from what I've read, he should have been called out. The helmet cannot be an extension of your hand. I don't know under what rule that is, but that's what everybody's saying on the internet. You know, it's on the internet, so it's always the case. But I don't even know why he did that. He could have just easily put his finger on the base. He just didn't feel like it, apparently.
You would think his mom would teach him the rules of the game.
Float it. That was her, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we'll come back with the noon hour. Plenty left to get into. Sipple will join us at the bottom of the hour. It is a Friday, and we continue on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
I'm a fabulous driver.
The Connor Happer Show.
I'm one of the best friends you could ever have in your life.
On 1620, The Zone.
I hate you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.